You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. Twitter users and investors are trying to guess what's ahead for the future of the social media platform ever since the company agreed to a $44 billion buyout offer from the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX and Twitter super user Elon Musk. Musk has praised Twitter for being an important platform for public discourse and says he plans to make it better by cracking down on bot accounts, increasing transparency around its algorithms, and making it a more free speech-friendly space. But what happens when that free speech happens to be false speech? Emily Dreyfus is a journalist and senior editor at Harvard's Shorenstein Center.
He said recently this week that he doesn't believe in any rules that go beyond the law of free speech. Now, this is a kind of confusing statement, to be honest, because the First Amendment, which is what he's referring to, really works in the opposite way so that the government is not allowed to curtail the speech of individuals and companies, but it doesn't apply to a company not being allowed to curtail the free speech of its users. But we can guess, or we can foresee, that Musk will change the moderation policies at Twitter if he puts himself in a position in charge of the company where he's going to make those changes.
What about the people and groups who actively spread misinformation? What do you expect in terms of how Musk might handle them? Because a lot of people are worried about the folks that were banned coming back.
Well, Musk has said that he's not in favor of bans and that he maybe would support suspensions over bans. And I think that that's a clear indication that, you know, he would allow Donald Trump to come back and he would unban some of the people who have been banned for spreading misinformation. You know, there's a reason why folks in those corners of the internet believe Musk is their champion.
Twitter's been a public company since 2013. What should we be watching for as it transitions to being a private company under Elon Musk if this deal goes through?
There's been a contradiction at the heart of Twitter. It acts like it's a public square, but in fact, it's not a public square. It is a company that has a bottom line and has never been that good at reaching it. But now with the terms of the financing that Musk has gotten to acquire Twitter, there's going to be a lot more pressure on him to pay back that loan. He has even leveraged some of Tesla to get this financing. And therefore, we're going to likely see big changes to the way the platform looks, the way ads operate on the platform. And one of those changes that people are predicting is that there may need to be layoffs. Content moderation, in his mind, you know, seems to be antithetical to his idea of free speech. And so I will think that it would be not off base to assume that if there are layoffs, they would hit that team.
Emily Dreyfus of Harvard's Shorenstein Center. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.